Merry Christmas. We still celebrate the Christmas. We are still in the Christmas season, particularly these 8 days since Christmas last week. The church deems Christmas such a wonderful celebration, such a wondrous and glorious mystery, that it elongates the celebration liturgically for 8 days. For the past 8 days, they were treated as a solemnity, as part of Christmas. But yet, within these past 8 days, you have a paradox. The day following Christmas is celebrated as the death of the first martyr, Stephen. And then on the 28th, you have the feast day of the Holy Innocents, the children who died because of Jesus. Herod wanted to kill him. Then you have the feast of St. Thomas Becket, another martyr. What is going on? What is the church trying to tell us? Well, if we recall, last Sunday, the Feast of the Holy Family, Simeon took up the child Jesus in his arms and blessed God. And then he said to Mary that this child will be the cause of contradiction. He'll be the cause for the rise and fall of many in Israel. And a sword will pierce your heart, Mary. A sword will pierce your heart. So with Jesus comes the cross. With Jesus comes a decision that we have to make for him. That is, that we personally believe who he is. That we believe that he is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Now, the early church has always held this, but there were others who did not. Others who rose up and divided the church. We call them heretics. Perhaps the famous early one would be Arian. Arian denied Jesus' humanity. So the church had to hold a council. Council in 325 in Nicaea. It is this creed that we recite Sunday after Sunday, that we believe in Jesus, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten but not made, one in being with the Father. Consubstantial will be the new English term for that word, that Jesus is truly one with the Father, but yet somehow separate in his own identity. Because we do believe in one God, but three divine persons. This is the deepest mystery we have. So the church made a rule that we would recite this creed Sunday after Sunday. And we've been doing that since the year 325. But other heretics would rise up and deny Jesus' divinity. The famous one would be Nestorius. Nestorius was the Archbishop of Constantinople. He was a very powerful churchman. And he said that Mary should not be called Mother of God. Mary should just be called the Mother of Jesus. Well, this upset many people in the church. For it seems that when you say that, you are saying what? That Jesus is not divine. And so the church held a council, another one, in 431 in Ephesus. And there in Ephesus they condemned Nestorius, excommunicated him, and laid down the doctrine that Mary can rightly be called the Theotokos, which is Greek for God-bearer or Mother of God. That Mary can rightly be called this because Jesus truly is divine. But he is also truly human. The deep mystery of the hypostatic union of the human and divine natures in Jesus that are mixed, that are not mixed, but somehow exist together. So the feast that we celebrate today goes back to this time. That the eighth day, the octave, would conclude with this feast Just as we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior, we underscore the celebration on the eighth day by calling Mary the Mother of God, for that is truly who she is. Mary's not divine, however, huh? Mary is purely human, but she is without sin. She was born or conceived immaculately. Mary truly was a virgin. The Church has always held this before, during, and after. Mary had no other children, just Jesus. So these are the doctrines that we surround Mary with, because they come to us from the early Church. The early Church held this about her and has always consistently taught this about the Blessed Virgin Mary. But in any event, no matter what doctrine we talk about with Mary, it always refers to her Son. After all, her final words of Scripture can be found at the wedding feast of Cana. When the wine ran out, she came to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Woman, what does this matter have to do with us?" And then she turned to the servants and said, "Do whatever he tells you." Those words should be part and parcel of our Marian devotion. That yes, we pray and ask for Mary's help, but it's always referring to Jesus. Do whatever Jesus tells us to do. After all, he is the Son of God. He is the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He is the one who saved us from sin. So this feast then was established first in Rome and then spread throughout the universal Church, that we rightly call and look to Mary as the Theotokos, as the Mother of God.